B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, brother. How was it today?
Hey, Chris Sheridan of the New York Daily News. Why are you reporting news from Philadelphia or what's going on in Philadelphia? Because we're kicking your ass? Because the Phillies is beating up on the Mets? Because the Sixers own the Knicks? Because the Eagles own the stinking midgets? Stop reporting our news.
All right.
Yeah, now I love that stuff, except, see, New York, you do a lot of national stuff. I know I used to do it. I was there for a while, and you'd report on national. Like, I did national stories. So that's kind of why he wrote about it. And if you cover, he's covered the NBA for a long time. Now, that said, I look at it, and it smells to me, the story, but it smells incorrect. Smells agenda ridden to me. But that, again, I found that entertaining in the last caller.
I think I have the perfect way we can get Kingery in the lineup. If I'm Gabe, I pull Hernandez, Bronco, and Kingery, and I say, you guys are all playing two-thirds of the games the rest of the year. And I think what will eventually happen is Kingery is going to prove to be the best of the three, and whichever of the other two, Hernandez or Franco, flips, because I expect one of them to do that, then Kingery can just start playing more over that guy and eventually just weed that guy out.
Yeah, see, I like Franco. I don't want Franco in that mix. I think Franco is legit.
I don't want to take at-bats from him.
No, I don't either.
He's got six home runs already from the eighth hole.
Yeah, no. To me, it's about Cesar or Kingery. That's it. And at some point, Kingery will take the job. That's how I view it. Just a matter of time. Now, Cesar responded with a bomb yesterday, too. But I'm not the biggest Cesar fan. I'm not. I was not. I didn't like him as a leadoff guy.
He strikes out too much.
Well, he strikes out way too much. So, you know, I mean, he's an okay player. But to me, I'd rather have Kingery in there full-time anyway. So, at some point, I want to weed Cesar out. Is that how you look at it?
Oh, my. Scott Kingery is definitely my type of guy. He hits the gym day and night and really fills the pitcher's eye with fright. He smashes and dashes and bashes and lets the ball fly. Oh, my.
Kicking ass and taking names.
That was a good game. I wonder what Jason was. Was Jason doing that himself?
See, now I'm disappointed. We were texting each other. As soon as I heard Gabe say this,
kicking ass and taking names,
I texted you guys immediately. And I said, Jason, you need to call or leave a message on the Bring the Heat line. And he didn't do it. I'm disappointed in Jason. Forgot about the show, man. I needed a kicking ass and taking names rant from Jason Martinez as Gabe.
I agree.
Kicking ass and taking names.
I think he shirked his responsibility.
Yes, he did.
On his way to Cape Cod. The Cape. We got one more? Let me hear it.
I am breathing fire because I know that once this game starts tonight, the Sixers must impose their will on the Brooklyn Nets. I'm sick and tired of hearing that this team can play with us and they match up with us. No, they don't.
Yay! Get excited.
I like it. Everybody. I don't see that. I mean, quite frankly. Look, I think I'm not giving you Homer, you know, Homer Simpson. I'm not doing that. They're a better team than Brooklyn. They're just a much better team than that team. Like, I get they got some guards, but come on. Is that Steph Curry, Klay Thompson? Is that Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum? Give me a break. Still D'Angelo Russell, Spencer Dinwiddie, and LeVert. Come on. Let's not make them out to be somebody they're not. It's good. They're good. That's all they are. They should dominate this team. Dominate. And they need to dominate them tonight. So you have LeVert. Now, what's he talking about, LeVert? Now, he's running Mr. Michigan running.
Well, they asked him about the not only the elbow from Joel Embiid, but when they spoke after the game and they were snickering a little bit, and Karis had something to say about it. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't really like that. We thought that was kind of disrespectful, especially after the elbow he threw. It is what it is. You know, there's no love lost. You know, it's a playoff series. We expect that.
Oh, they got disrespected.
Well, disrespectful, he says.
Disrespected. Come on, man. It's Gerald LeVert. No, that's disrespectful, too. Call him Gerald LeVert. Give me a break. I mean, that team's not that good. If they don't finish this thing in five, I don't know. If they get lucky, they win a game. But they got to finish this thing, and it can't be a sweat. If they sweat with this team, it's a huge disappointment. They can't have a repeat of game one at all. Nothing close to that. Even that first half.
All right. Well, you're going to be at Parks tonight, right? Cousins Corner tonight?
Yeah, we'll be there from 6 to 7.
You going to lay some shekels down?
No, because I'm bad. I don't even go near it. No, because...
If I were to lay some shekels down, would you do it?
No, I'm saying I don't really want to go near it because, like, I can't even... I don't want to get confused with the message. This is the playoffs. So I want the message to be the message. All right? They got to win. They just need to win.
I mean, I could make some money with it.
That's fine, but I'm not looking at it like that. I'm looking at it from the pure sports standpoint.
I'm still waiting to get paid, but that's another story.
Dave in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Davey.
Mike, what's up? I mean, what's going on, Cass?
What's up, Davey?
How you doing, man? How you, Cass?
Yeah.
I know you were at the game yesterday, right? Did you stay for the whole game?
Nah, I didn't stay for the whole game. Went for a little bit.
Cass, listen. Nice sitting, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
Right? So, we're sitting down there, right behind the Mets dugout. And there's a bunch of Mets fans. They start applauding when we take Arrieta out the game and bring in the bullpen. What's up with that? Because we got to do something with our bullpen, man. That's not good. They felt like they had a chance once we did that.
I know. And he did, look, Arrieta was fantastic. I mean, he was great.
Yeah, he had a great game going.
I mean, he pitched a gem.
He kept in the game.
And honestly, think about it. They got away with one. So the kid, yeah. Broxton, you know, you could see he's young because you're going to be looking fastball. Neris is not going to throw that. He's not going to throw a 3-2 split. Not in that situation. You can't walk home the tying run.
Yeah, they should not go there.
You got to be sitting dead red. And that fastball, man, that was Toll House.
I know. That was a hell of a fastball. And the crowd went crazy. It was great to be down there, though, yesterday.
Did you have a good time? Awesome. You have a good time, right?
Yeah, I had a good time, man. Yeah, I had my son and my grandson and the wife.
Oh, beautiful, man.
Yeah,
that's great,
man,
Davey.
Yep.
I love it.
So, Cud, it's good talking to you, man. It's the first time, long time.
Welcome, my brother. Please don't be a stranger. Thanks, baby.
I won't be, man.
Take it easy, Davey. Yeah, it was a great day yesterday. Great day down there. But, man, we talked about it earlier. Oh. 94 straight as an arrow.
Right down the pipe.
Damn. Like you were talking about getting away with one. Oh.
He's pumped up coming off the mound, though. Love that out of Hector.
Yeah, Hector. You know, we have so my buddies all do the text, the group text. And then when they do the Hector text, they send a picture of Hector from Scarface.
Yes.
You know that spot, that face where he's got that? And he was the guy, of course, who says, "Naughty leg, huh?"
The chainsaw. Very early on.
Correct. This is Marta. Where do you got the stuff? Close by? Where do you got the money?
Our better Hector, him?
In the car?
Or the guy from Breaking Bad?
Ah, the bell.
He's a great Hector.
He's a great Hector.
He doesn't even speak.
And he just dings. I wish we had a bell. I'd start ringing the bell. That's the best.
Did you ever watch Better Call Saul?
Yes.
He was good in that, too.
He was. Yeah, he's great. No, that dude's great. He's scary, too. He's like the cousins. They're nasty,
yeah,
man.
This guy's freaking me
out.
They
are nasty.
With the shoes, yeah, the skulls on it.
Yeah, they're the best. They're nasty. Let's go to Mike and Delran. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Michael.
Yo, what's up, cuz?
What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
Good.
Yo, man, I know you probably haven't been outside since you got in, but, man, when you get outside today, man, does it feel like all sports weather, baseball weather, football weather. Oh, man, it feels so good. Draft comes up next Thursday.
Really?
Excited.
Is it,
oh, man,
what is it? Warm? Is it nice? Is it warm?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's like 80 degrees already. Yeah, it's feeling good out here, cuz.
Oh, I love
all
that.
Right. So I'm really excited about this game tonight. I'm going to open the garage door up, my bar out there, have a couple buddies, watch this game. I would take the contract. So I've been critical, cuz, about Ben Simmons. You know that earlier in the season, we even had a conversation where I brought up the whole trade thing, if he's not going to stick around, if you don't think he's going to stick around. I now see what his game is. I don't care about the shooting anymore. I mean, this team is built to be able to do anything you want to do on offense, right? I mean, you got your strength four. You got your guy who can take over the game in Jimmy Butler. You got a shooter in Redick. You got the best big man in the game. Your offense should be limitless with these five guys. So I understand Ben's worth. I still think, though, and I don't know when this time comes because I don't really understand the rookie contracts that well. The minute Ben Simmons' own future is in his hands, I don't think he's going to want to stay. I don't think he likes the booze. I think he feels underappreciated when you got the whole city loving Joel Embiid
Man, that's
Jimmy
a big
Butler.
That's a big, you know, reach, though, brother. I mean, we've talked about that before. I mean, how in the world can you go into this thing thinking he's going to roll this soon?
I don't know about soon, and that's what I said. I mean, I think we have control of him for 3 or 4 more years with the way the rookie contract works.
No, but, I mean, you know, so much can happen. Look, if they don't win, at some point, you got to think they're going to win, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, it's not going to happen this year, but at
if
some
Toronto
point.
If Toronto wins this year, you think Kawhi stays in Toronto? I don't. You know what I mean? That's all.
I don't think it's a difference between Kawhi being traded to Toronto when he had a falling out with San Antonio. He was there for all Ben is known as the Sixers. It's his drafted team.
I think his surrounding people have influenced him to other places. That's all. So I would keep him as long as I can. I want that guy on my team as long as I can. But the minute that trade deadline comes, when his last contract's up and he has his own choices, you got to think about it. Because I don't want the guy to walk for
nothing.
Wow.
That's depressing,
ever.
Dude.
I'm not trying to be depressing, but I'm just being logical. You don't want him to walk for nothing, right, guys?
But you're asking me to have the same premise that he's going to walk. I can't have that. I don't have that. I don't feel like that.
It's because you don't have to feel that way yet. We got a lot of time left. I just think if the fans keep kind of, you know, the booing and the comments he made about the fans, he's not going to be endeared to us like Embiid is. I just feel that when those guys' career parallel, Embiid's going to be the favorite. He's going to get the limelight. He's going to get the fans that love him. Ben's going to be the guy that gets ripped for not shooting. And it's going to be a shame, but it's just the way I see it, Kyle.
Well, I hope you're wrong, Mikey.
I hope I'm wrong, too, guys. Have a great Easter,
you too,
man.
Buddy. Happy Easter, man. I don't, you know, that's pretty harsh. Do you operate in fear like that, Andrew?
No.
Because there is this great fear that Mike, and Mike's not alone. There's this fear that he rolls, that he's just waiting to roll.
I mean, Chris said it earlier in the show about Jimmy Butler. Broussard.
No, he's talking about Ben rolling.
Oh, Ben rolling?
Yeah.
No.
No, that was his whole premise, is that Ben is not going to want to re-sign here.
No, I don't say. Listen, I get the whole L.A. thing, right? The LeBron's out there. He has the Kendall, even though apparently they broke up. Who knows? I get the whole L.A. limelight, especially for a guy like Ben Simmons, who's cool. I think he actually does like it here. I don't think he really meant what he said about the whole booing thing the other day.
If you're going to run away from people booing you, then you're just weak. I don't think the kid's weak like that. I don't. And I can't operate under the premise that he's going to split. Yeah, in case you missed it earlier, we were talking to Chris Broussard from Fox. So we were talking to Chris, and he was talking about Jimmy, because we were talking about having going forward this group. And to me, I want to have, I want to come back with this group. I want to add to it. I love this group. I believe in it. I believe this group can win someday. And maybe not be, it's not going to be this year, but next year or the year after, I think they can win. I think the core personnel. So I want to re-sign Butler. Chris said that he was hearing things that maybe Jimmy doesn't want to re-up. Now, he said it was more like a rumor that he might want a bigger market like New York or L.A., play for the Knicks or play for the Clippers. We'll see. I think he seems pretty dug into this team. And if Jimmy goes to New York, now I don't know. I don't know what's going to be, what's going to make, if Durant going there, is Kyrie going there. You know, you're going to get Zion, but I don't know what they're about. And by the way, I know that contract-wise, you don't want to commit all those years in a max contract, but you lose the deal. You lose the player. It's not like you can do anything for that contract. If you don't sign him, that spot gets lost. And the other thing that Chris said that I thought was cool, the other thing that he said that I thought was on point and we haven't talked about was about Joe and being in shape. And the one thing that needs to happen, because we all love Joe needs to make sure he's in shape so that knee doesn't flare up. And that's a big part of it. And he was right to bring that up. JD, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you say, JD?
Hey, man. It's JC from DC, man. The guy.
Yo, JC. See, what's
up? It's been a while, man.
How you been?
I just wanted to take 5% credit for Bryce Harper, you know, joining up with the Phil.
You got it. You got 5%, brother. Will you like to have 5% of his contract?
Oh, man, definitely, yeah. I don't have to work anymore. I'll just come up there and do radio with you guys, all right? But I was just calling. I read an article about Chris Davis with a K with the A's on.
Oh, my God, he's on fire, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's never been able to throw, right?
Yeah.
So after I read the article, I kind of started thinking about Ben Simmons, and I just pretty much came to the conclusion that I don't think Ben will ever be able to shoot. I don't know if you guys maybe agree. I think it's all mental, and, you know, maybe he'll just have to work on.
Maybe not. I mean, I don't think he'll be some lockdown shooter. I'm just hoping he becomes a credible 12 to 15-foot shooter.
Yeah. I mean, most guys don't even take that shot in the NBA anymore, though, man.
Well, but there's still – think about this. There's still a place for the mid-range game, and the Sixers proved that in game two. They scored a buck 45 and only had a handful of threes.
Yeah, that's true. All right, man. Well, you all have a good day.
You too, JC.
Happy Easter, and always go
Happy,
Birds.
You too. Happy Easter, brother. Go Birds. Isn't that nice, Go Birds?
Love the Go Birds.
That was the first Go Birds. Get the schedule out.
You could do that all year.
The schedule? Yeah.
No, the Go Birds.
Yeah. That's the EAGLES.
When I was coming back from Charleston, I had an Eagles hoodie on. One of the guys working at the airport had an Eagles t-shirt on. He gave me a good bird. Go Birds.
I did I was the Wawa, and I gave the dude had the Sixer hoodie on. I gave a Go Sixers. And he appreciated it.
It's a bonding thing, you know?
It is. No, I agree. Where do you go when you do the trip? The trip's fun. You see all the Philadelphia people, and they become like your brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're like what you would think, like in Game of Thrones. Like, when you're at war and you see a friendly face, that's like a fellow brother. Four for four, brother,
that's like
sister.
When I'm walking around somewhere, you know, like a place like Charleston, during the day, you're just wearing a t-shirt and shorts. You're not dressing up for anything.
Right.
I like to wear some sort of Philly swag.
You wear collars?
So that somebody can,
sure.
Somebody, you know, notices.
Yeah,
you
got to
do it.
Or, you know, I'm with you. A lot of people do it on the plane.
Yes. It's a good spot to do
it. I see that on the plane.
But if you're leaving Philly in a Philly thing, you got to do on the trip back.
Yes. No, listen, I don't do it on the plane, but I can see people doing on the play. I'm with you. When you're out there, I actually was in, this is years ago. I want to say this is like 2000. It was right after the finals. I got in a Sixers tattoo on my back with Pat Croce. We did the bet. And so I was in Aruba that summer. And I'm at the beach. And some dude sees a Sixers tattoo on my back. Goes, yo, dude, Philadelphia, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny. All right, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. Don't forget, Mikey Miss joining us at the top of the hour. Let's talk a little Union soccer for a second, shall we? Saturday afternoon, the Union look to keep the home winning streak alive as they take on the Montreal Impact at 1 o'clock with a perfect Saturday at Talon Energy Stadium. 2 weeks ago, the Union won at home against FC Dallas in dramatic fashion in a stoppage-time game winner from the captain, Alejandro Bedoya. Union enters the game with an overall record of 3-3-1. They look to capitalize on a huge opportunity in the Eastern Conference. The match is also part of the first-ever doubleheader down at Talon Energy Stadium. The Union kick things off first at 1 o'clock, and then fans are invited to stick around for the Bethlehem Steel match at 4 o'clock. Plus, it's Kids Day. All kids invited to participate in a pregame egg hunt, postgame parade around the field. Want to be a wonderful day. So some grab some afternoon soccer this Saturday, starting with the Union versus Montreal Impact, 1 o'clock. Tickets available at PhiladelphiaUnion.com, and we'll see you there.
One o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, it's 1:30 on this Thursday, day of game 3. Looking forward to it. Big tonight. It's a good sports night tonight because you got the game 3 and you got Philly's Rockies. Phil's Rockies, who's the, you have the pitching matchups for that series, Andrew?
Of course. For the entire series?
Yeah, do you have it?
Well, I know it's a four-game series. Mm-hmm. So for the Phils, Eflin's tonight. Eichhoff would be game 2, Nola would be 3.
And then you know
No, Eichhoff's going to be Sunday.
Eichhoff's Sunday, correct. Correct-a-mundo. And Velasquez.
Okay, so it's going to go. It'll go
Eflin, VV, Nola, and then Eichhoff.
Right.
Oof. Coors Field's not a place for a fatigued bullpen, but you know, at least Colorado hasn't been hitting the cover off the ball. Let me go back to the phone lines. Chris, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Chris, what do you say, brother?
Colorado Rockies. What's up, Ant?
What's up, my man?
Happy Easter to you and your family and the little ones and your station.
You too, buddy.
Yeah, it's good times. Two things, Sixers and Eagles. First, Eagles, my family, we're going opposite way. I would have loved to do that trip. But as soon as it came out last night, my sister lives in Carlsbad out in California. My brother lives in Naples. And I was a dummy and stayed here. Guess where we're going, Ant? Cheesehead Land, September 26th.
Oh, that's great.
So I know you have some friends or a friend that lives out there, so if you can give me some things to do out there and get a little crazy without getting in trouble, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. Here's the thing. What you really want to do, you really want to go or Chicago, because you can drive. It's about 3.5 hours, 3 hours.
Yeah, but I can't deal with Chicago people because I got little guy syndrome. Milwaukee people are all right. I was out in Chicago. They're a lot like us, Ant, with a different accent. I got in a little trouble out in Chicago.
You did? Really?
Yeah, as an old head, wearing an Eagles hat.
No!
A young buck said something to me. I told him, hey, if you want the opportunity, come and take it, young man. Be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. Next you know, I had like 10 dudes around me. I'm like, okay, take a number. Let's go, me and my brother. So it was pretty fun.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
As far as the Sixers, I told you about my daughter. She plays fast pitch off and all.
Yes.
She is the king of her school in Merchantville in St. Pete's because we got season tickets. So they saw her go one time when we lost, and then we won. She came in, she goes, Dad. She's sort of like, oh, my God, how do you guys do it? You're at every Sixers game, and you're in the lower bowl. It made me feel so good, and I just wanted to hug her and just shake her. I was so happy that she smiled. She, you know what she came down last night? She gave me the scores off her phone from the Phillies.
Wow.
At 12 years old. And as far as Brett, New York has no shot. We'll get worst case scenario being six. And I like Brett Brown. He's the guy that can take a bad team and make them good. But he can make a good team be great.
Yeah,
he's
I hear
not,
you.
Not the guy, man. You guys have a great day.
You too, brother. Always a pleasure, man. That's awesome, man. Yeah, if you're going out for the Green Bay game, listen, Lambeau's awesome, and you'll have a great time. And Green Bay, the town's okay. You know, most people stay in Appleton. Green Bay's actually, it's okay. But if you want to have some fun, you at least got to go to Milwaukee. That's the closest city.
So going to Lambeau Field is a bucket list of mine.
It's incredible.
But I kind of want to go when it's below freezing.
No, you don't.
It's part of the bucket list thing.
No, you don't.
When you look at Lambeau and it's TV, you see the hot air going up.
Dude, it's...
I know it sounds terrible.
No. It's beyond... Like, what we have is not cold.
Right.
They have cold.
We got wind chill. They have straight up cold and wind chill.
They have cold. It is... It is miserable cold. It's misery. I was there, I've been there a million times, but I was there one time, and it was at Lambeau for a Packers-Niners playoff game. And it was one of those ridiculous, you know, snow lasts until May, mountains of snow everywhere. It's zero, below zero. It's horrible. This is the perfect time of the year to go.
Yeah, September 26th.
Perfect, because you know how here in September it's still a little sultry? You go to Wisconsin in September, it's straight up fall. So you'll feel like it'll be great. Like, you'll feel like football.
So I shouldn't go in January?
No. You'll have a great time. If you go, you go on this trip, it's a great time. Fun. You have a good time. You tailgate Thursday night. The problem is you don't want to spend the weekend out there. You want to spend the weekend somewhere else. That's why I suggest Milwaukee or really Chicago.
By the way, I have
a decent town.
I have your pitching matchups for the games. So Kyle Freeland will go for the Rockies today.
He's your left-hander.
Lefty, 1-3, 5.4 ERA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nothing to be worried about. Phils are actually -110 tonight. Okay. Rockies are +100. Velasquez will go against Marquez. Herman Marquez, yeah, he's a good pitcher.
He is good.
He's 2-1 with a 2 ERA. Nola then versus Antonio Senzatala.
Yeah, he's a young kid.
Yeah, he made his debut last week. He's 1-0.
Last year, right? He was up last year a little bit.
It's a debut start, so maybe he was up in the bullpen. So he was 1-0 in his one start.
And then Sunday.
And then Sunday, it's to be determined. I call versus to be determined.
I don't know where we're going to get innings from.
Seriously. Like, at least Eichhoff, when he was healthy 2-3 years ago, he was an innings eater. So hopefully that's what you get out of him at the bottom of your rotation.
He's bad.
I just need him to eat innings, man.
He's a slop bucket. I
need him to be Kyle Kendrick. Just go out there and give me 6 innings,
and
7
Heflin,
innings.
You know, teased us, and then he gets rocked on Saturday. Let's go to Zach. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Zach.
Yo, what's up, brothers? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome, Zach. What do you say, brother? What's happening?
Appreciate it. I want to talk about the Phils a little bit.
Yeah.
You hit the nail on the head. These starters, they got to eat innings. It doesn't matter who we get in that bullpen. If we get Kimbrel, it doesn't matter. These guys are going to get worn out going 4 or 5 innings back-to-back-to-back games. Starters have to eat innings. Now, they're going to add a pitcher this season.
Yeah.
I don't know when.
Maybe two.
Might be in July. Yeah, they need a veteran. They don't need.
You know, I want Bumgarner, man. If there's some way you can get Bumgarner, I want him.
Yeah, he would be. He'd be perfect.
I want Mad Madison. But yep.
They don't necessarily need a top rotation guy. I mean, think about in 08. Their big trade was for Jane Moore. It was Joe Blanton.
Yeah,
Joe Blanton. There's somebody, a veteran that can get him 7 innings and then hand it over to the bullpen. I mean, they got guys in the bullpen that have good stuff. Like, they have one guy with experience, and it's Robertson. Everybody else is fairly young.
Yeah, I mean, and I worry about Robertson a little bit because of the elbow. He's on the DL with the elbow, and you go, and you just don't, you don't trust. I know he doesn't trust Dominguez, but I'm starting to think you have no choice. I mean, Neris gets away with one yesterday.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think he has to, or he's a manager, it's his decision. But I think he should assign somebody the role. You never know; somebody might take that responsibility and run with it and embrace it or something. It's worth a shot at this point. Throwing people into the fire.
I hear you, and that's the thing. And good stuff, Zach. Thanks, buddy. I think you need to do that. At some point. Look, I know you're trying to, and I understand he's not comfortable and he's young and he kind of flamed out, fizzled, whatever you want to say. He did that, but last year, but I think you got no choice. Ektor scares me. I mean, I don't know what you do. Ektor scares me. You can't go Nishak. I mean, you know.
Got to see if Robertson comes back healthy.
Yeah, well, that's why I go. I give Sir Anthony a shot. Try to get him again.
I'm hoping Sir Anthony's issue isn't a guts issue.
He still has, right, he has stuff.
I'm just hoping it's not
that's unquestionable.
Just hoping it's not a too big of a moment issue.
Yeah, I agree. We get T. Will up here. T. Will, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, cuz?
What's up, my brother?
Hey, man, we got a big game tonight.
Yes, we do. How you feeling about it?
Ah, man, listen, I think it's going to be a blowout. That's me personally, though.
I do, too.
Double digits. Yeah, absolutely. Brooklyn's front line is trash. So they shouldn't be able to body up with us. But let me ask you a question, because I've been thinking about this. When the first 8 minutes of the game, how do you see the flow going?
First 8 minutes of the game?
Yeah.
Well,
like, what do you see that the Sixers got to do?
Well, I think it's pretty clear. I think they had to come back. I think they got to come out and play exactly like they did game two out of it. You got to come out and you got to be aggressive. You have to drive the basketball. You got to get them in foul trouble early like they did. That team is inferior and down low. So I want to see Joe down low early. When he's not down low, I want to see Ben take him to the basket.
Absolutely. And you know what else I want to add to that? We got to get our shooters off, and you know, we got to be aggressive and take their heart early. Got to take the crowd out of that game. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn's going to feed off of that crowd and that energy in there. Mm-hmm. So the Sixers got to come in there and play bully ball again. And you could be dominant without being on fire. You know, you can set the tone of the game.
Well, that's why I want him beat down low, right? Like he should have enough rest after Monday. He only played a few. He didn't play a lot Monday night because of the blowout.
Right.
I want him down first quarter. And here's the other thing: I leave him in there. Assuming he's got wind, I want him to dominate the first quarter. To me, that's Embiid time.
I want all their players in foul trouble by half. Absolutely. You put all their,
should be in the penalty.
Front line.
Yeah.
You put their front line in foul trouble at half. This game shouldn't even be close. They can't hang with us, and I don't know why everyone's in the uproar because they came in here game one. Across the board, first NBA playoff games, everyone lost.
Yeah, Toronto did,
Toronto
yeah.
Lost,
yeah.
We lost, yeah. And then the next night, Golden State blows a 31-point lead. They lost, so, I mean, it's only one L. You know, let's relax and let's Philly unite, get behind our squad, and let's take this, man.
Like it, T-Will. Like it, man. Midday show. I'm Cuz. Coming up, Mikey Miss. You don't want to go anywhere. All right, hey, don't forget, we'll be live at Parks Casino from 6 to 7 for Cuz's Corner. Andrew, great job today, as always.
Thanks for having me.
I enjoyed it. You did very well.
It.
Always like when you're my wingman. Let's go to Reed in Jacksonville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Reed!
What's up, bro?
What's happening, Reed?
I'm normally in Charlotte, man. I called a few times, but just vacationing down here.
Nice.
Nick Foles land.
See, they got the Chiefs the first game.
Yeah, I saw that.
They got
man.
KC.
My
boy Spags got Nick Foles week one.
Facts, no foes, man. Stack's yeah. He's going to put it on him a bit, but I'm rooting for the Jags. You know, I'm not an Andy Reid fan.
Gotcha.
But anyway.
We think it's scheduled.
Came out, bro, and I hear y'all talking about the Dolphins, bro. We already booked Dolphins and Falcons, man.
Nice.
We got Falcons and Dolphins already like paid
it.
For it, bro.
I like it. How many wins you got?
I got 11. I got at least 11.
I feel you. I see 11 too.
I mean, AFC East, and we got three there. It's, you know, six in our division, five in our division. So.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I'm with you.
I'm seeing 11, but so yeah, you doing the Dolphins game on the road?
Huh? Yeah, we're doing the trick. Yeah,
fans here.
Yeah, bro, we're doing the Philly. It's PhillySportsTrips.com, so we're coming down. So we'll see you down there.
Yeah, I'll see you down here, bro.
That sounds good, brother. You got it. Yeah, tomorrow we'll dive a little bit deeper into the schedule, along with obviously game two. I expect a big win from game three. So I think we're going to have to mix in some schedule as well. I see. Now, am I nuts? But I know you and I both agree here. I think the trouble spot is the at Minnesota, at Dallas, at Buffalo.
Yeah, three straight road games is tough.
But after bye, I think they take care of Patriots and Seahawks.
That's where they go on their run.
I think that is. They come out, boom, boom, take that, Brady Wilson.
What's after the Seahawks? Redskins and then Giants?
Dolphins, Giants, Redskins, Cowboys at home, Giants.
That's when you make your run. That's when you win the division.
I agree. I'm with
you. Coasting to the playoffs.
I feel you, man. That's exactly it. Let me get to Doug in Williamstown. Dougie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, man, how you doing, buddy?
Yo, Doug.
I got the Eagles, I think, 11-5 myself. I was down in the casinos yesterday. We were working, and the book is 9.5, so I like the over. You? Pretty much.
I love the over. I mean, look at the end of that schedule. I mean, when you're talking about just the last five games alone, Miami, Giants at Washington, Cowboys home at Giants, I mean, that's at least four wins right there.
When I was talking to you guys, I wasn't by no means your guy got cut off, but I wasn't no means saying that Carson isn't tough, and I think Carson would have played even more if they'd have let him. I think they stopped him from playing finally. So I don't have a problem with Carson. I love Carson. I wear the jersey. I'm a Carson fan. We're going down to Raleigh this weekend, and like you guys were talking about the colors, I have all this. I all the Sixers stuff is ready for the weekend in Raleigh. I can't wait.
I love it, brother. You enjoy yourself down there, Dougie. That's great. By the way, Mikey Miss is coming up next. You don't want to miss it. Mike Miss and Tyrone and Nat, they're up next at 2 o'clock. Our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit HandToShoulderCenter.com. Andrew, thank you, my brother. Everybody, thanks for listening, and we'll see you a little bit later on from Parks.